Amen. We want to be on the right frequency, right, to heaven. Want to welcome you all to New Life for the Nations, where Jesus is Lord. Amen. So glad that you've chosen to come to the house of the Lord today. The Lord God has a word for us today. Amen. The Father heart of God is going to give us a word for today. So I just want to share a scripture with you this morning as we welcome the Holy Spirit in this place today. Make sure you get a Sunday handout, some good reading in there, and good stuff. Amen. I want to share a little something with you before I get into the scripture, because it goes along with what the Lord had already given me to share this morning. I was looking for a safety pin at home and could not find one, because I wanted to pin this together because it kind of flies, and you don't need to see all this stuff under here. And so, amen. So I could not find a safety pin. And so I come to church, and I stapled it together. The staple didn't work. It came apart. And so I asked Juanita. She looked for one. I asked Phyllis, and she never found one. Could not find one. And so I thought, well, I'll just tape it together. And I thought, well, I'll look one more time. How many's ever looked one more time? Come on, somebody. And I looked in the oddest place and found the oddest thing that could solve my situation. And I was looking through the basket in Laverne's office, and there was a cardboard there, and I just picked it up. And on the back of this cardboard, I noticed this shiny thing. It's a little needle about that long. And for some reason, somebody had took thread, and it was a real thick thread, and you ladies that's worked at the sewing factory, you know what I'm talking about, that kind of real thick, you know, ooh, that was a bad flashback. I've been delivered, hallelujah. And so, but that's the kind of thread it was. It was white. And for some reason, for no rhyme or reason, somebody had sewed the top of that piece of a cardboard thing and just put stitches across of it down the side and just left the needle there. But see, they didn't know it, that I was going to need it someday. Somebody needs to hear this morning. God says to tell you that what you're looking for may not be what he's looking for, and it's already in place at the right time for you to need it, you know. So I got that needle out, sewed this together, and you're not going to be seeing all this morning, and God is good. Amen. So, you know, you never know where God is going to place something at the exact moment you need it. So I want to encourage you this morning, don't get frustrated when you're looking and it's not coming together. Don't get frustrated, don't quit, and don't give up. Because God's got what you need, and it may not be what you're looking for. Amen. I was looking for a safety pin. God said, you need a needle. Amen. So let's stand for the reading of the word this morning. Psalms 52:7 says, okay, let's go back to Psalm something or the other. That's the last verse I'm going to read, and I don't know where this is at. It's in the Bible. Just look it up. I don't know where it's at. I think it's chapter 20. But you'll recognize the scripture when I read it, okay? May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. I was in trouble. May the name of God, of the God of Jacob, set you on high and defend you. Send you help from the sanctuary and support. Refresh and strengthen you from Zion. May he grant, and you know that's just something else the Holy Spirit dropped into my spirit when I read that, to send you help from the sanctuary and support. We cannot have our trust in what other people may or may not do. Our trust has to be in the Lord. It's not that we don't trust one another, but sometimes your help may come from unexpected sources. May he grant you according to your heart's desire and fulfill all of your plans. We will shout triumph at your salvation and victory, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all of your petitions. Now, I know the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Now, this is the part I want to talk about. Some trust in and boast of chariots and some of horses, but we will trust in and boast of the name of the Lord our God. They bow down and fallen, but we rise up and stand upright. O Lord, give victory. Let the king answer us when we call. You know, in David's time, the horse was a symbol of authority and power. And while the chariot was the ultimate military weapon, you know, much like we think of a tank or a jet fighter today, David, a highly successful king and military leader who had abundance of both at his disposal. You know, he was a military leader. He was the king. He could have called in the horses and the chariots and those things that he's seen for his help. Amen. But he chose instead to place his trust in God, the same God who had first made a giant fall to a boy with nothing but a sling and a stone. God says to use what's in your hand, no matter how small it is, but because greater things are coming. And he says, if you trust me in the small thing, amen, if you trust me and be obedient in the small thing, there's a greater thing coming. Because God's going to add to you and give to you as you progress and grow in him. And if he can't trust you in the small thing, if you can't be obedient in the small thing, you're going to stay where you're at. Amen. And I just hear the Lord say, there's something big coming. And he said, I am preparing you for the big thing, church. And he said, that's why this place has struggled and it seems hard at times. He says, because you're not here to remain small. But he says, you're here to grow and to expand what I have anointed and set forth this foundation to be. And he says to tell you that it's not over because I have said it's not over. And I'm going to send reinforcements from my holy hill. And it's going to make a difference in this place and even in your life, says God. And he says to remain faithful to his word, to his promises, not only that he's given you part personally and for your family, but for this house. Because he said to remain faithful in the small things because greater things are coming. Anybody agree with that this morning? So it's easy for us as believers to begin to trust those things that we see with our natural eye. But church, we serve a supernatural God. Amen. We serve a supernatural God. It's easy for us as believers to begin to trust those things we see with our natural eye, those things that we can touch, those things that we see, those things that we smell are all natural things that are going to pass away. But he said, trust in the things that are never going to pass away, the things that I have already settled and confirmed in my word. Those things like that, begin to trust in the things, you know, we want to begin to trust in the things that make us feel like we are in control. Because if I can see it, then I know how to handle it. But if I can't see it, I've got to trust. Amen. If I can smell it, then I'll know what to do about it. But he says, oh no, I've already tell you to taste and see that I am good. Amen. He says, to taste and see that I am good. Now Psalms 52, 7 and 8 tells us, see, this is the man who made God not his strength, his stronghold and high tower. But he trusted and confidently relied on the abundance of his riches. What are you relying on today? Are you relying on your job? Are you relying on this, that, or the other? He says to rely on my word that has never failed and will never fail. He said, but this person trusted, relied on the abundance of his riches, seeking refuge and security for himself through wickedness. But David said, I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in and confidently rely on the loving kindness and the mercy of God forever and ever. We as children of God are relying on him, and we find all our needs supplied because nothing compares to the name of Jesus. Whatever situation you may be facing today, whatever report that you may be facing today, there is a higher name. There is a higher name than depression. There is a higher name than oppression. Amen. There's a higher name than a broken heart. And his name is Jesus, to whom all power in heaven and earth are given. So why should we settle for less? Father, we just thank you that you, the Holy Spirit, is ushered in this place today. Holy Spirit, that you come and you refill us today with your joy and peace and understanding of your word. We've come to this place today to be refueled, to be recharged, Lord, to be filled up, Lord, with a spirit of might that's inside of us to say that we cannot be stopped because of you that lives within us. Reaffirm us in our relationship with you today, God, through your spoken word today, through the times of worship and prayer.
praise. We come against every distraction in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over all four corners of this property. I plead the blood of Jesus from door to door and corner to corner. Holy Spirit, usher in this place today and make a difference, because it's all about you. It's not about me. It's not about us. It's about you. And when you come into our midst, Lord, you begin to shift things, and you begin to change things, and you begin to reposition some things. And sometimes it's not comfortable, but we are challenged to get out of the way and say, God, have your way. Have your way in us. Have your way in this place today, God. We come against any spirit that would be naysayers, Father. We just depend on you, Lord. We trust in your name today. Your name, Jesus, that's above every name. Thank you for what you're going to do in this place today, Lord. Thank you again, Lord, what you're going to do here. That we leave this place today, Lord, with greater confidence, knowing that you are our God and that there's nothing impossible with you. Every sick body will walk out of this place today healed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of oppression that's hung over you, we come against it in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you're doing a work in every person that pulls up on that parking lot today, that they begin to sense something mighty is going on, and it's because of you. In the name of Jesus, the church said amen and amen.
Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his mighty heaven. What? With the saving strength of his right hand. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Remember that one? Come on now. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. I couldn't help it, church. I forgot for a minute. I do this on Wednesday nights too when I'm out there. They'll be doing a scripture verse, and all of a sudden, one will come to me. I'm like a tree, like a tree. I'm like a green olive tree in the house of the Lord. Remember that one? I will trust in the mercy of God forever. I will trust in the mercy of God. See, that was the second scripture she read. See, that goes back before we ever came here. But you know, God is good, isn't he? All the time, God is good. Just real quick, tell you, pastor's okay. He's catching a healing. He got a hold of something yesterday. We're not sure. We think it was the Pepto-Bismol that he tried to take. And by last night, he was broken out from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. But with God and Benadryl and some prednisone, he's recovering. He was better. It was fading, you know, but he had a little bit of a rough night. Nothing wrong with his breathing. Nothing wrong with his swallowing. Just quite a bit of discomfort. But God, amen. Hallelujah. We praise you today. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my trust. Oh Lord my God, in you I put my hope. In you I find my peace. In you I find my strength.
Come on now.
In you I live and move and breathe.
let everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my hands. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my feet. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my everything. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my life. In you I find my peace. In you I find my strength.
Come on.
In you I live and move and breathe. Let everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring.
Oh, Lord God. Amen. Oh, Lord God, we praise you. We love you. We magnify you. You know, in the last month, I told my sister-in-law goodbye, and she went on to be with Jesus. My first cousin, she's gone on to be with Jesus. And I don't know if how many of you remember Gene Hayden. Years ago, when we had first moved out here too, from Evansville, Indiana, he blowed the trumpet, beautiful. He sang just like Frank Sinatra. And God got a hold of him. Well, he went on to be with Jesus. He was 90 years old. We used to minister in their church about once a month in Evansville, Indiana. But, you know, you think about that it's okay to think about heaven. Okay? It's okay to think about the glory of God. Sure, the glory of the God's on the inside of us. But, honey, it is nothing compared to the glory of God that we're going to experience over there. Amen?
Yeah.
Are you ready, church?
La, 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 la. La 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 la.
Let's do that again, all right?
La 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 la.
Yours will be the only name that matters to me. The only one whose favor I seek. The only name that matters to me.
Right.
Yours will be the friendship and affection I need to feel my Father smiling on me. The only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me in your love is all I've ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I'll proclaim.
Amen. Woo!
When I wake up in the land of glory and with the saints I will tell my story, there will be one name that I'll proclaim. Yours will be the only name that matters to me, the only one whose favor I seek, the only name that matters to me.
And yours is the name.
And yours is the name that has saved me. Mercy and grace and the power that forgave me. And your love is all I ever needed. When I wake up in the land of glory. With the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I'll proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I'll proclaim.
All right, let's proclaim that name now.
Jesus, 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 just that name.
The name of Jesus.
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Let's la la, you ready?
La 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 la.
When I wake up.
When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I'll proclaim. When I wake up in the land of glory, and with the saints I will tell my story. There will be one name that I'll proclaim.
Let's worship Jesus. Ready?
Jesus, 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 just that name.
Hallelujah. Lord, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The name that's above every name, Father God, we magnify you today. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you, God, that you are good. You know that? Everything that's good and perfect comes from the Father that's above. And if it's not good and if it's not perfect, guess what? It didn't come from him, so don't claim it. Amen. Glory to God. You know, it's like somebody told me this morning, we were sharing that this week has been a week that if you want to be distracted, you could have been distracted. But God, the King of Kings, amen.
Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song.
Come on now.
For he are good, good. Oh, you are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, let the King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song.
Come on now.
And you are good, good. Oh, you are good.
Come on.
Good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh,
you're never gonna let me down.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
Do it again now.
You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down.
'Cause you are good,
good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh.
Just tell him how good he is, church. Take some time right now in your heart, to yourself, whatever. Just tell him how good he is. Father, you're just so good. You just bless us and you show us favor and wisdom. And Father God, even when we fail you and let you down, guess what? You're still good. You're so good to us. And we magnify you today and praise you with all of our hearts. In the name of Jesus. And everybody said amen.
Amen.
Amen. I want you to sit down for a minute. We're going to take up our offering. And we've got a little something we're going to do right now that the Lord, when we do this song, I know you've heard the song, but it's a little something that we're going to do. We're going to take up the offering first, and after we take up the offering, our ushers are going to hand you a little piece of paper. And you hold on to that, because I'm going to tell you what I want you to do with that, okay? You know, sometimes you need to see yourself physically doing something. Now, I can remember interceding for my kids and my grandkids. You know what I do? I go like that. You know what I'm doing? I'm stomping. Sometimes you need to do something physical to let your body and let everybody know, you know what? I mean business. But, Father, we're going to take up the offering now. I thank you, Lord God, for your blessing. Lord God, that we're your children, and you bless your children because they're faithful and they give. Lord, I thank you for the projects we got going on here, that you're going to bring the money in, that you're going to take care of the maintenance, getting the ceiling fixed, getting the tile down, getting rid of the moldy rug. Father God, it's all you, because it's all about that we can honor you in this place of worship. In Jesus' name, amen. So I want you to pay attention to what I'm saying, and then in a little minute I'm going to tell you, after you get all that passed out to you, what I want you to do with it. But you know, I don't know about you all, but I think the one thing that we face more than anything is fear. Because most of what the fear that we have never takes place, but it torments us. And I'm here to tell you today that fear is a liar. Amen. I don't know if you fit in any of these categories today or not, but sometimes, and even though, you know, the Lord told us last week, let not your heart be troubled, well, what it's troubled is because fear is trying to come in and set in and say, well, you know this is going to happen. I know it got took care of before, but it's going to happen this time.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Liar.
Come on, church.
He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear.
iron. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, cause fear, he is a liar.
Did you get those papers passed out, ushers? Miss, are they back there on the table, Miss Shirley? Sherry did go. The second verse here.
When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, that you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty, and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your steps. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire, cause fear, he is a liar.
Here's what I want you to do. We're going to go back through this song. I want you to write a fear down. I mean the one that hit you with this morning when you got up, or you took it to bed with you last night. I want you to write it down. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to take it up, put it in a container, and you know what we're going to do with that? We're going to burn it. What does it say, do? Cast your fear in the fire. Now, that's talking about the fire of the Holy Ghost. But we're literally going to take those papers, and after church, we're going to burn them. And you know what? Fear's a liar. So I want you to write those down now.
When he told you you're not good enough, when he told you you're not right, when he told you you're not strong enough to put up a good fight, when he told you you're not worthy, when he told you you're not loved, when he told you you're not beautiful, that you'll never be enough. Rob your rest. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar.
And while I do this next verse, one of the ushers get a basket. And when you're done, just raise your hand up and drop it in that basket, okay? Thank you.
When he told you you were troubled, you'll forever be alone. When he told you you should run away, you'll never find a home. When he told you you were dirty and you should be ashamed. When he told you you could be the one that grace could never change. Oh, fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness, cast cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, he is a liar.
Now do this part with me. You ready? Oh, let your fire.
Let your fire fall and cast out all my fear.
Come on, stand up.
Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I need. Let your fire fall and cast out all my fears. Let your fire fall, your love is all I feel. Cause fear, he is a liar. He will take your breath, stop you in your step. Fear, he is a liar. He will rob your rest, steal your happiness. Cast your fear in the fire. Cause fear, yes, fear, he is a liar.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We praise you, Jesus. Amen. Lord God, thank you for your love. For your love. Your love. You know, I read something, and I read about that we get all... People are trying to change things in their life, and they say, oh, if I could just love God more, if I could just read more, if I could just love God more. And you know, that's not what's going to change us. It's when you recognize that God loves you. See, the more that you know what? God loves me. I messed up yesterday, but you know what? I got up this morning, guess what? God loves me. And you know, as I recognize that, guess what's going to happen? Oh my, God loves me, and I want to be like him. And guess what begins to change? All that stuff I've been trying to quit, all that stuff was bad in my life. Why? Because when I compare it to how much God loves me, I don't want it in my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And sing this one with me, because we're redeemed, church.
It seems like all I could see was the struggle, haunted by ghosts that lived in my past.
Come on now.
Bound up in shackles of all my failures, wondering, how long is this gonna last?
But what did he do?
Then you look at this prisoner and say to me, son, stop fighting a fight that's already been won. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be. I am redeemed. All my life I have been called unworthy, named by the voice of my shame and regret. But when I hear you whisper, child, lift up your head,
I remember, oh God, you're not done with me yet.
I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be.
No, I don't have to be the old man inside of me, 'cause his day is long dead and gone.
Come on.
Because I've got a new name, a new life, I'm not the same, and a hope that will carry me home. I am redeemed. You set me free. So I'll shake off these heavy chains, wipe away every stain. I'm not who I used to be.
No,
I'm not who I used to be. Jesus, I'm not who I used to be.
Come on now, say it.
I am redeemed.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, years ago, we did this song, and it so much tells you how much God loves you. See, I had trouble with that. I kept trying to be everything God wanted me to be, and I worked, and I worked, and I worked, and I worked, and I still felt unworthy, and I still knew it wasn't good enough. But somehow, I found out God loves me. And that's why He came. Hallelujah. He did it for you. You'll remember this one.
Before the world began, you were on His mind, and every tear you cry is precious in His eyes. Because of His great love, He gave His only Son.
Come on.
And everything was done so you would come.
Oh, this is good.
Now there's nothing you can do that could make Him love you more. And there's nothing that you've done that can make Him close the door. Because of His great love, He gave His only Son.
Come on now.
And everything was done so you would come. Come to the Father. Your gift is small. Broken hearts, broken lives, He will take them all. The power of the Word, the power of His blood, and everything was done so you would come.
You see what a message that is to the world, church? As Pastor Shirley talked about using our hands and using our feet, what does the world need to hear? Oh, how bad they are? Most people know that. Most people that come to you, they've got a hunger, and they say, what's going on? I need help. They want to hear. They need to hear. God loves you. If you were the only one, He loves you. And there's nothing you can do that can make Him love you more. I can get out here, and I can pray for 5 hours. I can read the entire Bible in a week. I can run around this house. But it won't make Him love me more. It might make me a lot better. If I prayed 5 hours a day, if I read my Bible, if I ran around the house, it would be good for me. But it wouldn't make Him love me more. And you know what? If I got out here and fell into something, it wouldn't make Him love me any less. because everything was done. Why? So you would come. I want to do that second verse again. Do it with me.
Now there's nothing you can do that can make him love you more. And there's nothing that you've done that can make him close the door. Because of his great love, he gave his only son. And everything was done so you would come.
Everything was done. Do that.
And everything was done so you would come.
Hallelujah, Lord God. Church, praise him today and worship him because of who he is. Hallelujah. You know, when God was making that covenant with Abraham, and you got to have two people that can keep the covenant. Well, Abraham knew he couldn't cut the covenant. So God, through Jesus Christ, kept the covenant for us. All we got to do is accept it, isn't it? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise you, Father God, for who you are. Thank you for the mighty word that's coming forth today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Thank you, church. Thank you, church. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team. Thank you, everybody. Pastor Shirley. Woo!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Okay. Okay, now I'm on. Am I on? Y'all hear me? Okay. Still got my mess covered up here. Hallelujah. Have fun in the Lord. Lord wants you to be happy. Amen. Hallelujah. I got a quick word for somebody this morning that I want to share with them. Then we're going to get into the word. Gail. This morning, there was at one point you were clapping, and I heard the Lord say that your hands are anointed for warfare. And I thought, well, okay, I'll just pray for her. And then Sister Laverne began to say that, you can come on up here, because I'm going to anoint your hands. And then I heard Laverne begin to say, sometimes we need to put action to our prayers. And I mentioned that a couple of Sunday ago, that maybe Sunday night, about getting the nudge. And I'll preach that some Sunday morning. And So, anyway, when you was clapping at one point, I just felt the Holy Spirit just began to just stir in me. And he said to take your hands were anointed. And I want to read you a scripture in Job. And he says, men shall clap their hands at him. And he was talking about the enemy. And shall hiss him out of his place. There's some things in your family the enemy is wanting to come in and really just tear up and cause havoc. And you're beginning to see a restoration of some things. But there is a fresh anointing coming on you in your prayer life. And God says it's going to be in your hands. And don't be surprised if when you start praying and you start interceding for the church and things, the situation, your family, there's going to be an anointing to come on you that you're going to smack your hands. And when that happens, the devil's going to be hissed out of some places. He's going to be run out of some places. Father, I just anoint Gail's hands. Well, I thank you that her hands are already anointed. But there's just a fresh anointing, just a warfare anointing that's coming up on her in her prayer life, God, that she is setting her foot down and she is beginning to say, enough is enough. And when she claps her hands, Lord, it's going to be a ringing in the ears of the enemy, and he's just going to turn, tuck tail, and run. Amen. Now we pray over this over her in the name of Jesus. Right now, the anointing falls upon you for this warfare anointing. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.